This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Efforts to bring the grizzly bear back to the North Cascades have been put on hold, but exactly why remains a question. The National Park Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife have been working on options to restore grizzlies, but many have wondered if it was a bad idea, much like the repopulation of gray wolves.
My concern is that we are headed down a very similar path with the grizzly bear if we don't take into consideration those people that have to deal with this on a regular basis. And I just don't think that the federal government should make the same mistake again and put these people in a position that is untenable and that we'll have to be dealing with for years to come in ways that are very difficult.
U.S. Representative Dan Newhouse says he's pleased that the feedback may have made an impression.
My opinion was that the federal agencies needed to listen mostly to the people in the local areas that would be impacted by the reintroduction of the grizzly or any other species. So I'm very pleased that that's exactly what happened, and they're scaling back or backing off of their plans for reintroduction.
A government employee who works on the project told the Metal Valley News consultants hired to assist with the final environmental impact statement tell him they were told to stop work on the study several months ago.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.